Good morning. I'm here in the studio with Julia Smith, a volunteer for the United Methodist Church, and she's here to tell us a little bit about the Giving Tree. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Caitlin. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's
appreciate
a pleasure.
It so much.
So the Giving Tree is open now at Wells Fargo Bank, and could you just give us a little introduction to what the Giving Tree is, Julia?
I will. We started the Giving Tree in 1999, so this is our 18th year. Our church decided that this would be a ministry we would like to do. My daughter Lauren Allen and I were the first ones to get it started. Now we have about 15 volunteers that work on it. And the tree is in the bank, and there are tags on the tree. Those tags correspond to a person who is living in Sitka in a residential program, primarily. And that has always been our mission, is to serve people who are in residential programs who may not have someone to give them a gift, may not get a gift, or maybe get a very little for Christmas. So that's kind of been our mission right along. And I have to say, our community has been extremely supportive of the Giving Tree. And we're very grateful to Wells Fargo Bank for being our host. And they have been our host for that same amount of time.
For 18 years. Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you decide which programs in Sitka you want to serve with this?
Well, we have all along decided that we wanted to have people who are in a residential program. So in other words, they don't live in their own home. I worked at the Pioneer Home for 23 years almost, and I saw people there who didn't have visitors and didn't have someone there, and thought that this would be a good fit. And then we looked around the community and went, well, yes, there are other places, too. They're safe, and there's the Sitka Community Hospital Long-Term Care, and there's the Youth Advocates Hansen House. And so there are other places where people are not living at home, and Christmas is a little hard time for folks, and so we wanted to remember them. And we also give gifts to the Wuch'in Head Start program for their children.
Oh, the preschool.
Too. Yeah,
okay.
And sometimes we have also helped out the Salvation Army.
Yeah. So people can go down to Wells Fargo Bank any time of day or night because the tree
It's in the lobby.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the outer lobby. And there are tags. There are different color tags. Some of them will say senior woman or boy age 3 or woman or... so that gives you an idea of who you're buying for. And so you take the tag and you go and buy a gift and bring it unwrapped back to Wells Fargo Bank. And there is a box in their main lobby, so you can go there during business hours to leave the gift. And the last date for leaving gifts is the 18th. So we've got some time left, and there's still some tags on the tree, and really excited. We've always had enough gifts for everyone, and we serve maybe 175 to 200 people, all told.
Wow.
Right.
So what if you're kind of an unsure gift giver? What are some ideas for things that you're looking for in these
gifts?
Sure.
Well, if you pick a tag for a senior, I would suggest any kind of toiletries, because those are things that people use all the time, and it would be, you know, some nice lotions. Throws are another popular one for people, especially if they are in a wheelchair. It's nice to have a throw. Or like a sweatshirt or something like that is also appreciated. For women, I think that other personal type items like that are nice lotions or some kind, you know, even sometimes we have people who give gift cards. So if you throw in like a lip balm or some little thing to go with it, that's always nice. For kids, of course, toys and books. And we'd appreciate it if they were kind of appropriate to the age that you pick. And also, teens love those gift cards. So there's lots of places in town where you can get get a gift card. And as I said, maybe something small to go with it. And also outer clothing, warm clothing like hats and mittens and gloves and scarves are great for any of those ages. But we really like toys for the kids.
Great. Yeah.
Who wants to open pajamas on Christmas morning when you're five?
So that's a lot of good options. And if you're unsure about a gift to give, you can get a gift card and allow some teenager out there to go choose something from a store downtown.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Yeah. The other thing that we need is because we give the gifts unwrapped. Mm-hmm. And that's because we don't get individual names. We expect the residential programs to make the decision about who gets exactly what gifts. So it isn't there's one gift for each tag, but it isn't to a specific person. That's why it will say senior woman or senior man. And then they know the needs of the people where they are, the program.
Okay.
So then they make a decision about who gets what. So while we deliver them unwrapped, so we would really appreciate also donations of gift wrap and gift tags and bags of bows. So if you'd like to do that, that'd be great. Those can also be left at the Wells Fargo Bank in the big box.
Okay. So then you'd take the gifts to Lucene, and the teachers there would think, oh, well, here's these different toys. I know that Bobby would like this one and Susie would like that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there is some thought eventually down the line that
there
goes into
is.
What gift each right. person gets.
Right, right.
Cool.
And there's a lot of joy in this program. I mean, the whole idea is to give joy, but those of us that work on the program get a lot of joy out of it as well. And being able to do this has just been one of the most rewarding things, I think, programs or missions we've had in our church for our local community.
Do you hear back after Christmas about what
sure.
people thought?
Yeah, we really do. We kind of keep a little bit in contact with everybody. And sometimes, even when I deliver the gifts, the staff are always so excited. It's like they've been given the Christmas gift because they know they know what it's like to work with folks who may not have very much at all. Mm. So it's a joy for them too. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the Giving Tree,
right.
which is sponsored by the United Methodist Church.
Yeah.
Julia Smith is here. She's a volunteer for that program. And the Giving Tree is at Wells Fargo Bank.
Right.
You can go in anytime, day or night, and get a tag off the tree, and you can deliver an unwrapped present to the bank during their operating hours. And it sounds like gift wrap supplies are also a welcome donation.
Oh, yes, very much appreciated. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if anybody has a question, sometimes people have questions, you can call me at 747-6333. So I'd be happy to take any questions from anybody.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for coming
in this
morning.
Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.